Globalization is the catch-all term for all the forces and laws and systems that make this possible. It's the international financial systems, market demand, transportation systems, multinational corporations, communication systems. And beyond getting American blueberries for my London breakfast cereal, it has a real human impact. Perry Connor is the author of several books about global commerce and competition, technology and the spread of ideas. He says when we think of globalization, we think of stuff. But it's much more than that.
So the movement of things around the world is globalization. The movement of goods, people, services, data, ideas, technologies.
People, ideas, technology. So the development of globalized networks does do some good in the world, but we pay for it, not just in dollars and pounds.
Globalization has enormous costs associated with it. A lot of them are horribly negative. We get on a plane and fly so seamlessly, right? That has costs, right, to the climate that we're not properly internalizing when we think about how much it costs to get something or do something.
Measuring the toll globalization takes on, say, the planet versus the benefits we reap from it isn't easy. And no one has a real equation to figure it out. What are some of the greatest benefits of globalization?
Obviously, the enrichment of human society in terms of economic growth and welfare, the spread of technology and ideas, right? Every one of these things requires globalization. Every phone call you make to someone around the world is globalization. The thing is that a lot of people today, the first thing they think of when they make a phone call with a wireless phone is they think of connectivity as something that is wireless, that's just in the ether. It's not. It requires that we have built this infrastructure of globalization, contacting any other human being in the world with one phone call, right? Those are some of the accomplishments of globalization.
Khanna says there are very few parts of the world left that are totally self-sufficient. Even rural or underdeveloped areas have been influenced by globalization.
Someone who is a migrant worker on the other side of the planet from where they're from is able to reach home with a phone call and send money back via mobile payments and remittances. All of these things happen, again, because of some form of globalization, right? So it is about the local benefits of people having migrated, moved, globalized in some way.
Globalization has benefited everyone in every nation when it comes to access to information, goods, and technology.
If you look at the last 20 years of economic growth and integration into the world economy and a lot of the benefits, and whether it's technologies and consumer goods, other practices that have been adopted in parts of Africa and Latin America, it's because of globalization, right? It's because of their economies no longer being exploited in a colonial fashion the way they were through the mid-20th century. And so it's really in the last 25 years, 30 years, where you can say that there are a lot of underdeveloped countries of the South, a lot of post-colonial countries, that finally get to make their own decisions about how they're going to participate in the world.
The fact is, while the global north commands globalization and gobbles up most of the benefits, the global south suffers from most of the associated problems. Sure, there is a trickle-down effect. The global south benefits from globalization too. But with it comes low pay, substandard working conditions, and more severe weather patterns from climate change. I have actually been to a garment factory in Bangladesh, and I have actually been to look at, as a journalist, what it's like for those women who are earning a wage. And I understand that they are being exploited because they are not being paid enough. They risk sexual violence. I would rather starve than have to work in those conditions. The point is that why that woman is then making that choice? Because it's better than what she has. It's a risk she's willing to take.
But there's good globalization to deal with those problems as well. The good globalization is also, and it's not just things, right? It's also ideas. It's when NGOs go in there and media organizations go in there and scrutinize these horrible exploitative practices and they shame them. And then that trickles up the supply chain to the owners in Europe and America of those factories. They say, you know what? We do have to pay them more.
do you just have to be, like, lesser of all evils about it? Like, the ends justify the means when it comes to globalization.
To me, globalization is not an end in itself. It's just something that has been happening for many, many millennia. I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. I'm saying it's human. It's as human as controlling fire.